fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver!
Young Ben Turner, editor of the Canfield Beacon, was engaged in his favorite occupation, admiring Hillary Jones. Even dressed in cowboy jeans, scuffed boots, and an old denim shirt, Hillary was a very beautiful young woman. Ben reached this foregone conclusion as he watched her walk briskly across Main Street. A moment later, he realized that Hillary was heading directly for the front door of his print shop. Ben straightened his tie and waited.
Hello, Hillary. I mean, Miss Jones, I...
Don't Miss Jones me, Ben Turner.
Well, what's wrong?
As if you didn't know. You are the editor of the Beacon, aren't you?
Sure I am. Unless Ben Turner, the owner, Ben Turner, the publisher, and Ben Turner, the printer, have all decided to fire me.
Now, don't try to be funny. You're responsible for the headline in today's paper, aren't you?
Headline? Oh, you mean the headline.
Right here in big black letters. It says, Is Sheriff Jones Afraid of Mac McCabe?
Well... Is he?
That's ridiculous. You know, my Uncle Frank isn't afraid of anyone.
And why doesn't he stop McCabe from building a dam across Box Elder Creek?
Uncle Frank is the sheriff of Canfield County. What he does or doesn't do is his business, not yours.
Granted. But what the sheriff does is the people's business. And the Beacon is the voice of the people.
You're so stupid. Do you realize that this crazy headline has probably ruined Uncle Frank's plan to trap McCabe? Does that satisfy you?
What plan?
To let him go ahead and build his dam. Then prove it's on property he doesn't own.
Well, is that true?
Of course it's true. But now, if McCabe reads the paper, he'll be suspicious.
If the sheriff had only told me what he had in mind, I wouldn't have...
You are, without a doubt, the dumbest man I've ever known.
Oh, gee, Hillary. You're prettier than ever when you're mad.
Don't change the subject.
Say, did your uncle send you over here?
Of course not. He's too busy.
Isn't that him riding up to the hitch rack outside? I thought maybe you came here...
Frank, here in town... No, he went to Box Elder early this morning and... Oh, something's wrong.
Come on.
Uncle Frank!
Hillary!
What's the matter, Uncle Frank? You look so strange.
Blood on his shirt. He's been wounded, Hillary. Here, Sheriff, let me help you down. I think your uncle's been shot, Hillary. Help me carry him into the shop.
Yes, I'll help you.
Easy now. The table. We can put him here on the table.
You're right. He has been shot. Look, there's an ugly wound in his chest. And we'll get a doctor and...
No, this can't wait, Hillary. If I check out now, there's no deputy. Nobody to take my place.
You're not going to leave us, Uncle Frank.
Nobody to nail McCabe and his skunks. They shot me.
Don't worry. I'll take care of that.
Hillary. Will you? Will you, Hillary? You can rob the law as good as any man, and my sheriff's tie here in my shirt. You take it, will you, Hillary?
Of course. I'll be proud to wear your badge, Uncle Frank. Here.
I'll help you.
Thanks. See? I'll take it and pin it right on my shirt.
That's a girl. I knew you'd... Well, there's just one more thing.
What do you mean?
Your mother's ring. Have you still got it, Hillary?
You mean the ring made out of a horseshoe nail?
Yeah.
It's right here on a chain around my neck. I always wear it that way.
Good. Don't ever lose it, Hillary. You see, that ring is... His...
Uncle Frank.
He's gone.
Dead. He's dead. You did it.
I did it? Well, how can you say
so? You heard him say you were shot by some of McCabe's gang, didn't you?
Yes, but...
If you hadn't printed that horrible headline in your paper today, my uncle would still be alive.
Well, maybe, but you can't...
You killed him, Ben Turner. Just as though you'd fired the gun. I hate you. Hate you.
Many miles south of Canfield, an old outlaw lay propped on a pallet in the back room of a desert shack owned by a renegade doctor. The old outlaw's name was Reno, and even though his eyes were dimmed with pain, there was still a sharp note of caution in his voice as he called the doctor to his side.
Doc! Oh, Doc!
Yeah, Reno?
Is that buzzard Clip Johnson still hanging around here?
Yeah, he's outside. Says he wants to...
I don't care what he wants. Keep him away from me, do you hear? Go on outside and keep your eyes peeled for that Indian. He's got to come back and bring his friend before I... He's got to.
All right, Reno. I'll get out if you'll promise to rest.
All right.
Doc, how is he? The old goat cash in yet?
You still here, Clip? Yes, Reno's still alive. As long as he remains that way, he's my patient. You can't see him.
It's all right. I can wait.
But not here. I don't care how far you go, but stay out of my sight. Savvy?
Sure. Sure, Doc. Anything you say.
Outlaws double-crossing other outlaws, and I'm in the middle. Fine way for a doctor to end up. Oh, well... Guess there's no use. Somebody coming. It's the engine Reno's waiting for.
Oh,
that'll be... The tall gent is wearing a mask.
This is the first time I've seen you, big fella. Ah, and that fella give me note.
You must be the doctor. Is Reno here?
Sure. Reno's inside. You the gent he sent for?
I think so. Can I go in and see him?
That's what he's waiting for. Come on.
Thank heaven you got here before.
I came as soon as Tonto brought your message, Reno.
Come over closer. I've got a lot to say. There ain't much time.
Can I help you?
There's nobody else I trust. First off, Reno ain't my real handle.
Very few outlaws use their real names.
But that ain't important. I haven't always been riding back trails. Used to be an honest rancher. With a wife and baby girl.
Is that so?
I had a partner who framed me. Took all my land, then told the law I was a thief. I couldn't prove anything, so I lit out. I've been on the prod ever since.
Your wife and child, what became of them?
Wife's dead. Leastways, that's what I heard. But the kid's still alive, someplace.
What do you want me to do?
Find that girl of mine. see that she gets the only thing I've got to leave her. The land my partner stole from me.
I'll do what I can. Where is this land, Reno?
Canfield County up north. Near Box Elder Creek.
Ownership might be hard to prove.
No, it won't. Could have proved it long ago if I hadn't been outside the law. I got the proof right here. Pocket inside my shirt. I can't reach it. Will you?
Sure. There's nothing inside your shirt but this ring. Made out of a horseshoe nail.
That's it. That's what I meant.
How can a ring prove you're the legal owner of property?
This one won't do it. You see, there's a pair. They fit together like one of them Chinese puzzles.
Oh, where's the other one?
That's the trouble. I don't know. My wife had it, but if she's dead...
The man who cheated you, the man who used to be your partner, what's his name?
McCabe. Mike McCabe. He's the dirtiest double cross.
Reno. Reno.
I guess that did it. I knew his heart couldn't stand much excitement. Let's see. Yes, Reno's gone.
Well, I'm glad I got here before he died.
So am I. I don't know who you are, stranger. Being a Sawbones or Owl Hoots, I never ask any questions.
Thanks, Doc.
Strictly neutral. I think you ought to know that an hombre named Clip Johnson has been watching you through that window ever since you came in here.
Is that so? Who's Clip Johnson?
I don't know. Freebooter, I guess. Like all the rest of you. He's been hanging around here for the last 2 days. Said he was waiting for Reno to die so he could claim the body.
Oh, I see. Thanks for the information, Doc. Come on, Toto. We're riding north.
Days passed. In a tiny construction shack near the half-completed Box Elder Dam, Mac McCabe laughed uproariously at the news one of his men had brought from Canfield.
What's that, Pete? You mean the girl is really packing the law badge herself?
Sure, wearing a star and toting a gun. I saw her up close, like you said, to find out if she was wearing a horseshoe nail ring.
Well?
No, she ain't. But she's wearing a ring like that on a chain around her neck.
Chain around her neck, eh? Well, that's even better. I figured she must have it when we didn't find it on the sheriff.
What's this all about, Mac? You send Clip down south to pick up a ring like that from some old-time owl hoot? Then we beat the sheriff to
Shut up. I'll do the figuring. You do what you're told. I'll...
Clip.
Did you find Reno, Clip?
Sure, I found Reno. The story we heard was right. Been in a gunfight and was holding up at Doc's.
Did you get the ring?
Yeah. Doc wouldn't let me see him. And the old goat died.
You mean to say
you
did?
Now, it wasn't my fault. But I saw what he did with the ring.
What do you mean?
He gave it to a big, tall hombre wearing a mask. There's a redskin there, too.
They said... What kind of loco, half-witted story are you trying to tell me?
Might sound loco to you, Mac, but it's the truth.
Oh,
that's Canfield right ahead, Toto. City big fella. We'll make camp here and wait till it gets dark.
Who we look for here, Kemosabe?
Two people. A man named McCabe and a girl wearing a ring that matches this one.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. While the Lone Ranger and Tonto made camp near the outskirts of Canfield, Ben Turner closed his print shop and walked across the street to the sheriff's office.
Hillary.
Good evening, Mr. Turner.
Hillary, I've been trying to see you alone ever since your uncle's funeral yesterday afternoon. You've been avoiding me.
I've been busy. There are a lot of details connected with the sheriff's job.
And you're really going through with it?
Why not?
This is no job for a girl, Hillary. It's dangerous. That gun belt and law badge, they don't fit in with the dress you're wearing.
They fit in with the promise I made Uncle Frank. You run your newspaper, Ben. Leave the sheriff's office to me.
You don't understand, Hillary. It's because of you that I... Oh. Is it true that you're going to try to arrest McCabe?
I have a warrant for that purpose, and I intend to serve it.
When?
Tonight. McCabe generally spends his evenings in the Palace Cafe. I'm going over there.
That's the craziest thing I ever heard of. McCabe is tough. He always has a gang with him.
Two days ago, you printed a headline in the Beacon. It was a question. Is Sheriff Jones afraid of Mac McCabe?
That's right, but I didn't...
I'll answer that question right now. No. And I'll prove it before the night's over.
Hillary, you're insane. If you go to the Palace Cafe, I'm going with you.
Suit yourself.
So the petticoat law dog is packing a warrant for my arrest, eh?
That's a story. It's going all over town, Mac.
Good. Glad to hear it.
She figures on bracing you in the palace tonight. Pete and I can nail her before
she
makes...
You won't do anything, except what I tell you. Listen to me.
Sure. Yes.
We'll head for the palace now. I'll sit at a poker table in the back, like I always do. If this female sheriff comes in, Pete, you stay right behind her.
Sure,
boy. And Clint, you shoot out the lights.
Shoot out the... Well, what good's that going to do? Be a lot easier
you
to
shut
just...
up now. Pete, when the lights go out, you grab for that chain she wears around her neck. I want that ring that's on it.
Ring? Mac, I don't think
I've
we
told
ought...
you before, I'll do the thinking around here. Come on. Let's head for town.
People on the street, Tonto. Keep back in the shadows. No one will see my mask.
Now, where we look for...
I don't know. Generally, in a town of this size, the best place to get information is one of the cafes. Well, there's one right across the street. The Palace. Go over and see what you can find out. I'll wait here.
Let me do it.
Charlie, have you seen Mac McCabe tonight?
Oh, Mac? Why, sure, he's here. Sitting right back there playing poker.
Thanks.
Hillary, you'd better be careful
about
it.
I'll handle this. Mr. McCabe, I want to talk to you.
Well, look who's here, boys. All dressed up with a tin star, six gun, and everything. Gents, the law in Canfield wears skirts.
I said I wanted to talk to you, and I meant it.
Yeah? Well, if you want to palaver with me, Sheriff, you'll have to wait till I finish drawing to a four card flush.
You're through drawing anything, McCabe. You're under arrest.
Is that so? I...
Let it go, Clip.
Yeah! Somebody shut out the lights. Watch out, Hillary. Hillary!
Come on, Pete.
I got it, boss.
Head for the back door.
Hello.
Kimasabi.
Light! Somebody strike a light!
What happened, Tonto?
A big fella. Him name McCabe. Him go out the...
Hey, what's this? Mask! A masked outlaw!
This way, Clip!
Did you hear that, Tonto? Somebody's yelling, Clip. That's the man who we've been...
Hey, look! It's a mask, comrade. He's the one that
talked
to me. They're getting away, Tonto, through that back door. Come on, man.
Somebody stop that mask. Put in the engine. They started on
them. Locked. We'll have to break it. Stand back.
Them have horses. Fellas, get away.
Is one of those men McCabe?
Huh?
Quick, get scout and trail them. Meet me back at camp.
Huh? Me do it.
There they go. The outlaws heading one way and the redskin another.
One of McCabe's tricks to kill the sheriff. Now will you believe me, Hillary?
No, I don't. That most outlaw never drew his gun.
But somebody shot out the lights.
And who tried to grab
him? That was one of McCabe's men. I'm sure of it.
Did he hurt you?
No, I'm all right. I don't think he was trying to hurt me.
What do you mean?
The man who grabbed my neck wanted the ring I've always worn on a chain. And he got it.
Ring? Well, why would he want that?
I don't know. I'm going back to the office, Ben. You want to come with me?
Sure. Sure I do.
Come on into the shack. I've got some figuring to do.
Steady, boy.
Come on. What was the idea of running, Mac? Didn't you hear me tell you that mask, hombre, was the
one that... I heard you, and I recognize that gent. That's why I didn't want any shootout with him, now or any other time.
Why? Who is he?
The Lone Ranger.
The Lone... Are you sure?
Sure enough not to run any chances. There's an easier way. You grabbed the ring all right from the girl, didn't you, Pete?
Yeah. Here it is.
Good.
Now, I don't get this. What do you want two rings like that for, Mac?
I'll tell you. Years ago, I had a partner on this range. We split the ownership 50-50. Just to be sure one of us wouldn't beat the other, we deeded the land to a pair of rings made out of horseshoe nails.
The one Pete just grabbed is one of them?
Yeah. And my partner had to leave real sudden-like. And even though he had both rings, I figured the land belonged to me.
Old Frank Jones must have known about it.
Yeah, that's where he put one over on me. Gave the ring to that girl. But I've got it now.
Hey, you need two of them, don't you? That masked gent's got the other one. We should have
No. Why tangle with his brand of lead slinging when we don't need to?
Well, how do you figure?
Well, if he don't know it now, he'll soon find out who that girl is. Being a Lone Ranger, he'll give her the other ring.
Mask. It's the outlaw.
Excuse me. I thought this was the sheriff's office.
It is. I'm the sheriff.
Oh. Then maybe you can help me locate a girl who...
Why don't you arrest this man, Hillary? It was dark in the cafe. He might have been the one who stole your ring.
Did you lose a ring, Sheriff?
It happened in the palace before you came in.
Was it a ring like this one?
That's it.
There. Isn't that proof enough?
No. This isn't the ring you lost. It's a mate to it. But both of them rightfully belong to you.
Mate? What do you mean? Where did you get that one?
I'd rather not answer that question now. Oh, here's your ring, Miss...
Jones, Hillary Jones. My uncle used to be the sheriff of Canfield, but 2 days ago he was murdered. Shot by Mac McCabe or some of his men.
I see.
I'm telling you that because Uncle Frank mentioned my mother's ring just before he died. Now you say there are two of them. Can you explain it?
Yes, I can. You'll answer one question for me.
What is it?
Where's the land office for this county?
Land office? It's in Cedarville, 30 miles west of here.
30 miles, huh? Then there isn't time to explain. I'll ride over there and return as soon as possible.
What does the land office in Cedarville have to do...
In the meantime, be careful. Be very careful. Mac McCabe has already shown he'll commit murder to get that ring. Or one just like it. Huh? Adios.
Oh, wait!
It was early the following morning when Ben Turner, on his way to the newspaper office, was surprised to see Hillary Jones crossing Main Street.
Hillary, what are you doing out...
Good morning, Ben.
I thought you were so sure that masked man was giving you good advice last night.
I'm still sure.
Then why are you disregarding it? He said to be careful. That Mac McCabe had already committed one murder because of that ring.
I know. And I also did some thinking of my own.
What do you mean?
Well, if one horseshoe nail ring will bring McCabe out into the open, another one ought to do the same thing. Then I can arrest him.
Of all the crazy...
Oh, oh, what? Oh, oh.
Do you ask what? Here it is.
Morning, Sheriff. Up kind of early, ain't you?
That was because I expected to meet you, Mr. McCabe.
Well, that's mighty nice of you.
You left the palace rather suddenly last night. But I knew you'd be back.
Yeah?
It saves me the trouble of organizing a posse to run you down. You're under arrest, Mr. McCabe.
Say, you handle that gun real businesslike.
Put up your hands and walk over here.
Anything to oblige a lady.
Take his guns, Ben.
Now, do you think it's very sociable to... Clip, Pete, gun him down.
Right. Watch out, Hillary.
I'm watching, so's my six-shooter.
That's it, you winger.
Come on, Silver.
Hey, Mac, look. It's that masked critter who busted into the cafe last night.
Use your gun, fellow.
Hold your fire. We're through.
Oh, Silver, hold. Horse gun. Yeah, Mac. Sure. You will be if you aren't now. You there, get their guns.
Sure. Sure I will.
You all right, Miss Jones?
I think so. My left arm is... But it's just a scratch, thanks to you.
Good. I don't think you'll have any more trouble with McCabe and his gang.
Not from the way they look now.
You're a very brave girl, Sheriff. Now, this gunfire has attracted attention. Before anyone else gets here, I want to tell you where you'll find the mate to the ring I gave you.
I still don't understand how there can be two rings.
McCabe or one of his men has it. You'll understand when you read this. Here, I brought it from the land office in Cedarville.
Land office?
It's a clear title to the land on Box Elder Creek, where McCabe is building his dam. But deeded originally to two rings. Both of them belong to you.
Me? I knew that property didn't belong to McCabe.
No,
but
it belonged to your father when he was alive.
Oh. Who was my father?
A man who died as he would have liked to live. Well, adios, Miss Jones.
You did it, Hillary. Just like you said you would. Arrested all three of those crooks.
No, Ben. I couldn't have done anything without him.
Him? Who are you talking about?
I'm not quite sure. But I think it was the Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.